This is the Smart Poker Study Podcast for players who are always striving to be better today than they were yesterday. Through strategy discussions, Q&As, and poker pro interviews, we'll dive deep into everything related to poker tactics, study techniques, and the mental side of the game, all in an effort to improve your skills, maximize your profits, and to make you a lifelong successful player. This podcast is brought to you by SmartPokerStudy.com, and I'm your host, Sky Matsuhashi. Hey, poker people, this is Smart Poker Study number zero, all about this show. In this introduction, I'll talk a bit about myself, what this show is all about, and why I'm doing it. But before I get to me, if you've struggled with improving your game, you're looking for new ways to study or to think about poker, if you want to exploit your opponents to the max, and if you have a desire to build your bankroll to play in bigger and more lucrative games, then this is the show for you. It's all about making yourself a better poker player today than you were yesterday. If you're intent on improving your game, then please stick with me. We're going to tackle this poker mastery thing together. So a bit about me. I'm hanging out at home right now in Fresno, California. My wife's at work, so I'm home with my two boys, ages 6 and 8. We just got back from a bike ride to the school where we goofed off on the jungle gym for a bit, and now they're back at the video games. I stuck them in front of the computers, and that will probably give me about 30 minutes of uninterrupted time to record this podcast. I grew up in Fresno and moved away to Southern California for college. I got my degree in economics back in 2000, but didn't do much at all with it. I started teaching math in college, though, SAT math, to high school students, and right after graduating, I got a job as an English teacher in Japan. After that, I came back to the States and bounced around a few different jobs until I landed at a steakhouse as a server. I worked my way up from there, bartender, assistant manager, manager, all the way eventually to the corporate office where I was the office manager for the company. But just a few months ago, after almost 12 years of employment, I was let go when my company was purchased by another one and they cut about 80% of corporate level jobs. So that sucked, but it was time for me to strike off on my own anyway. But, let me jump back real quick to 2003 when I was first introduced to No Limit Hold'em. I started with family home games and hitting the local card room for some 3-6 limit. I discovered No Limit Hold'em, started playing 1-2 at the card room. And then in 2006 or so, I discovered online poker. I goofed off a lot there, played MTTs, SNGs, cash games, and everything. But I started to take it seriously in 2010. And just after I started taking it seriously, it was such a bummer when Black Friday hit. And man, that put a big cramp on my game. I took a little bit of time off, just figured out what my options were, and I decided to jump on Carbon Poker, and I've been playing there ever since. Now I'm also on ACR, or America's Card Room, and Full Flush Poker as well. And back at the beginning of 2015, I decided to create a poker blog called SmartPokerStudy.com. I made it because I know that one of the best ways to solidify concepts within my own mind is to be able to teach them to other people. If I can teach it, I know it, basically. I post a new article every Thursday, with more sprinkled in throughout the week as ideas hit me. My articles are all geared around things I'm studying and practicing at the moment. If you haven't visited my site yet, please do so. It's at www.smartpokerstudy.com. But other than poker, I spend lots of time with my wife and our boys. We love video games, bike riding, and pretend street fights where we knock each other senseless like in the Street Fighter video game. I also watch plenty of movies, read lots of books, and I watch two TV shows, The Walking Dead and South Park. With everything else I got going on, that's really all the time I can spare for TV shows. And besides those things, my favorite form of entertainment for the past few years has been podcasts. I listen to so many, from Adam Carolla, The Nerdist, Comedy Bang Bang, The Tim Ferriss Show, How Did This Get Made, I Was There Too, The Indoor Kids, and so many others. This love of podcasts actually made my brother and I start a Walking Dead podcast, and of course we called it the Walking Dead Bros Podcast, nice, catchy, simple name, where every week we talk about an episode of The Walking Dead, and that has also led me to this new poker podcast. So my goal for this show, Smart Poker Study Podcast, is very simple. At the end of every episode, you'll be one step closer to your ultimate poker goal, whatever that may be. And each episode will build upon the previous. There's something called the domino effect, and it states that a domino can knock over another domino that's 50% bigger than itself. Well, this has amazing implications for your poker game, for improving your poker game. You're not going to be able to topple that humongous domino of poker excellence quickly or easily, but if you start with small dominoes, work on building your game in smart incremental steps, and choose specific topics that build upon each other over time, you'll eventually get to the point where you can topple that huge mountain-sized domino that you're striving for. And The format for the show is, well, I am devoted to putting out episodes twice weekly on Tuesdays and Fridays. Every Tuesday, I'll release a 15 to 20 minute strategy podcast that dives deeply into one topic. You'll then have a chance to submit questions regarding the topic via email, Twitter, or Facebook, and I'll answer one or more of your questions on the Friday episode each week. Every strategy podcast will start with a mission outlining what you will learn, then we'll dive into the content and I'll cap it with a challenge. By doing something with the information you've learned, you're more likely to take away something important from every podcast you listen to. I'll often ask you to report back to me your findings after each challenge issued via email, comments, or Twitter or Facebook. And my promise to you is that none of my episodes will waste any of your time. Each podcast will cover a domino for you to knock over on your way to poker excellence. We'll dive right into the topic at hand. I'll break it down and discuss it 7 ways from Sunday and give you all the info you need to improve your game. And, you know, occasionally I'll have a video in the show notes to further illustrate whatever point I'm making, because sometimes words just aren't enough and we need to be shown how to do something. So from start to finish, each episode will be all killer, no filler. And occasionally I'll have interviews with outstanding poker pros, authors, coaches. After a short introduction, we'll dive straight into strategy or study techniques that the interviewee recommends to the listeners of SPS podcast. I won't waste your time with their poker playing history, the school they dropped out of, or their first job before they found poker. None of that unimportant stuff. If you want that, listen to their interviews on other podcasts. I'm interested really on just strategy and giving you the quickest bang for your hour, for your 30 minutes, for your 20 minutes spent with me. I also want to let you know why I'm doing this show. Well, first off, if you like what you've heard so far about the show, then this show is definitely for you. My listeners want to improve their game and are willing to put in the time to do so. They're not content with just playing nightly and doing a hand history review once a week, you know. They want more insight into strategies they can implement to see direct improvements in their ROI. They want to know what and how to study to be most effective at the tables and off the tables. And they want to hear from someone who started from the bottom and has made vast improvements and is still working to improve every day. And that's, of course, me. What will this show give to you, the listeners? Well, this show will give you a roadmap to becoming better players. Starting with episode 1, each subsequent episode will build new skills upon the last, making you more effective at the tables, increasing your ROI, and thereby increasing your enjoyment, which leads to more study and play, more skills, higher ROI, more enjoyment, and so on and so forth. You know, it's a cycle, baby. What will it give me? Well, as a show creator and coach, I'll have an additional outlet to teach what I've learned, thereby improving my own skills at poker. I'll gain coaching experience from all the students that will sign up under me. I'll gain podcasting and speaking experience, which will serve me in the future. And I'll have a ton of fun developing a community of like-minded poker players, all intent on becoming better than they were the day before. So I hope this podcast will inspire you to get serious about improving your poker game and will give you the tools and help necessary for you to do so. Well, that's pretty much it for the episode, but I do want to hear from you. Whatever you don't like or do like about the podcast, please let me know. Please just be respectful, as I'll always be respectful with you. Visit this episode's show notes for all of my contact info at www.smartpokerstudy.com/0 for episode 0. If there's one thing that can make this show successful, it's developing a community that can empower and help each other out. Please join other Smart Poker Study listeners at our Facebook discussion group at smartpokerstudy.com/discuss. I post here regularly, and it's the easiest way to get in contact with other SPS podcast listeners, set up study groups, discuss strategy, or just make some new poker pals. And in the next episode, I'll tell you how you can get the most from free poker content, like podcasts and training videos on YouTube and articles online. So until next time, study smart, play hard, and make your next session the best one yet.